Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature songs written by that great husband and wife writing team of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Well, we'll hear three songs by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, then Diana Ross with two songs, then we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Chaka Khan. Well, Ashford and Simpson essentially had two careers, one as a successful writing and producing team, and the other as singers and performers themselves. As mentioned, they started their career in the mid-1960s, writing for such artists as The Fifth Dimension with the song California Soul that we heard the last half hour, Aretha Franklin, and Ray Charles. Their work with Ray brought them to the attention of Motown chief Berry Gordy. Upon joining the Motown staff in 1966, Ashford and Simpson were paired with the vocal duo of Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, and they wrote or produced all but one of the late 1960s singles. According to Marvin in his book called Divided Soul, Simpson did most of the vocals on the last album he did with Tammy Terrell called Easy as a way for Tammy Terrell's family to have additional income as she was battling an ultimately fatal brain tumor. Well, here are three songs from Marvin and Tammy right here on Motown Memories.
Me, honey, don't you go nowhere. a great big onion.
Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell with three great songs. That was the Onion song. It reached number 50 in the U.S. pop charts in 1970. Actually did much better in the U.K. Before that, Keep On Loving Me Honey, number 24 in the U.S. pop charts. And we started with Marvin and Tammy's Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing, number 8 from 1968. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring songs written by the great husband and wife team of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Well, Ashford and Simpson wrote and produced almost all the songs on three 1970s albums for former Supreme Diana Ross, including her first solo album called Diana Ross, which contained the song Reach Out and Touch Someone's Hand and Ain't No Mountain High Enough. Other non-Motown artists with whom Ashford and Simpson had hits for included Teddy Pendergast, the Brothers Johnson, Chaka Khan, which we'll hear later, and Rufus. Well, Ashford and Simpson's career, as mentioned, began as recording artists in the early 1960s as part of a gospel group called The Followers, with whom they recorded the gospel album called Gospel Meeting, later issued as Meeting the Followers. The LP contained their vocals and also four Ashford compositions. Well, coming up, another great Ashford and Simpson composition, a great song, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand, Diana Ross, right here on Motown Memories.
You're gonna make it. You're gonna
Motown memory from Diana Ross, Remember Me. And we started with Diana's great song reaching number 16 on the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971, Reach Out and Touch Somebody's Hand. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. We continue to feature some great songs written by the husband and wife team of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Well, in 1973, they left Motown after the album Simpson recorded from the label received poor promotion, and the company refused to release an album of the duo recording a collection of the most famous songs for other artists. In 1974, they married and resumed their career as a duo with the Warner Brothers record label, and they released an album called Gimme Something Real. This was followed by hit singles Don't Cost You Nothing in 1977, It Seems to Hang On in 78, Is It Still Good to You in 78, and Found a Cure in 79. In 1978, they were featured as vocalists, along with Chaka Khan, on the hit single called Stuff Like That from Quincy Jones' album called Songs and Stuff Like That. Well, in the 1990s, Ashford and Simpson recorded and toured sporadically, and in 1996, they opened the restaurant and live entertainment venue called Sugar Bar in New York City. They were also radio disc jockeys in New York City on station WRKS. Well, on August 22, 2011, Nicholas Ashford died in New York City hospital of complications from throat cancer. Nick's publicist, Liz Rosenberg, said that he had undergone radiotherapy to treat his illness. And Ashford is survived by Valerie Simpson and two daughters. Well, let's continue to live some of the great songs of Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Here is a great song by Chaka Khan, I'm Your Woman, right here on Motown.
That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Song to sing.
Well, this last hour, we featured some great songs written by Nicholas Ashford and Valerie Simpson. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.